USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Veterans Day for past and present military members. Thank you for your service. Former Georgia Representative Doug Collins on Fox News celebrates America's military personnel.
It's just a reminder that it's a brotherhood, a sisterhood, that we all work together to protect this country. And that's our number one job, is to serve and protect this country and fight its wars.
Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression Thursday night as it crossed the Florida panhandle on its way to Georgia this morning. The storm had sent coastal Florida homes crumbling into the Atlantic Ocean earlier Thursday and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm is blamed for at least two deaths. As the midterm elections are still incomplete days later, causing many to scratch their heads why, the GOP is seeing a case of counting your chickens before they're hatched.
Although it's still unknown which party will gain control of the House and Senate, the Republicans did not win as many seats as some had expected. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she thinks Republicans should reach out to voters even more in the next election.
The bigger our tent, the better it is at reaching out to voters, the Gen Zs, the seniors, making certain that everyone is hearing our message of freedom, faith, family, freedom, hope, opportunity for all.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A dive boat captain pled not guilty Thursday in federal court for a second time to manslaughter in the fiery deaths of 34 people trapped below his deck of his burning vessel 3 years ago off the Southern California coast. Captain Jerry Boylan of the Conception had his original case thrown out. The new trial is scheduled for December 20th in Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
More Space Shuttle Challenger debris has been found in the ocean off the Cape Canaveral coast in Florida. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
Intact wreckage from the 1986 explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger was recently found at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. This is according to NASA officials. The remains are a large 15 feet by 15 feet section composed of square thermal tiles, probably from the shuttle's belly. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Ukraine's forces entered the southern city of Kherson on Friday, as Russian forces said they had completed a withdrawal from the regional capital. President Zelensky said in his nightly address late Thursday that Ukrainian forces had retaken 41 settlements as they advanced toward Kherson, the only regional capital that Russia had seized since February. A federal judge in Florida issued monetary sanctions against President Trump's attorneys as he scolded them for what he called their frivolous failed lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and other Democrats. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks ordered that they pay $50,000 in penalties to the court. Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will meet in Bali on Monday for the 17th G20 summit. The White House says it will strengthen its ties between the United States and China. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.